Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Don. May I ask for your first and last name to locate an account?
Patricia Severo, S-E-V-E-R-O.
Thank you. And may I ask, how can I assist you today?
Well, I've been getting your stuff for quite a few years, and the last, I don't know, four or five times you sent it to me, it's always late. I was just wondering what's going on. I'm out of my OMAX right now. I've been out for two or three days. Well, yeah, since the end of March.
Okay. And were you looking to maybe order more?
Well, I want to know if it's shipped or not.
Okay. Could you verify your shipping address, please?
Let's go with Austin 54157.
I apologize, ma'am. We had a bit of connection issue there. Could you repeat your address one more time for me?
It's Peshtigo, Wisconsin, 54157.
Thank you. And your actual address to which you have your mail delivered?
150 Oak Street, Apartment 1.
Thank you. Hold one brief moment, please. All right, Ms. Patricia, so I'm seeing here that the transaction actually declined. Is the card ending in 3524 still a valid card for you?
Yes.
Okay. One moment as I see what I can do to further assist you, okay?
Hey.
All right, Ms. Patricia. So would you like for me, because the card is still valid, would you like for me to try to reprocess the payment for you?
I don't quite understand what you're saying.
Well, what I'm saying, Ms. Patricia, is that the last time we tried to withdraw the funds for the product, the transaction declined. So what I could do for you is have the transaction billed again so that you could pay for it and receive your prescription.
I don't want to do that. I'd rather have it on my card. But yeah. if I have a problem, I'll just not give it anymore.
Yes, ma'am. What I was saying was that we could retry billing that card so that you could receive your
product.
Well,
then how long will I have to wait for the pills?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, ma'am.
I don't understand why that wasn't shipped.
Yes, ma'am. Well, again, it wasn't shipped because the transaction declined. But I could go ahead and get that transaction approved right now. If you give me a few brief moments.
Try it.
All right, one moment, please. Thank you. All right, Miss Patricia, just a few more brief moments, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Ms. Patricia. So what I'm seeing here is that the transaction actually declined again. The bank is declining the transaction. Is there any way that you may have got a different payment method?
No.
Okay.
The three, you said 3524, right?
For the street address? Oh, for the card? Yes, ma'am. 3524 were the last four.
I've been using that card for a long, long time, and I pay my bill every month up to, max, so it's paid off.
Okay.
How about if I'll just get my pills from someplace else.
All right. Give me one more moment, ma'am, and let me see if there's anything else I can do to assist, okay?
Hey.
All right, thank you for that brief hold, Ms. Patricia. Now, I did speak with my supervisor, and what we could do for you is get the payment method updated if you wanted to continue to do business with us. However, if that was not the case, then we would move forward with getting the account terminated for you due to the continuous declines.
All right. I don't understand why it's declining.
Yes, ma'am. And that I do understand. Would you like to have your payment method updated to a different card?
I can. I'll try that.
Okay.
Hang on a second.
Give me one moment. All right, Ms. Patricia, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. And what type of card will that be? American Express, Discover, Visa, etc.
It's a MasterCard.
MasterCard. All right. Yeah. And may I ask for your card number, please?
5121-0727-4862-8338.
Thank you. And the expiration date on that card?
2/24.
Thank you. And the last three on the back?
206.
Thank you. And for verification purposes, could you verify the last four on the card?
8338.
All right. Thank you. All right. And Ms. Patricia, would you be willing, excuse me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, it kind of went mute there for a second. All right, and would you be willing to try out our vitamin D3, 5,000 IUs? They support healthy bones.
No, thank you.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and get this processed for you. All right. All right. And I'm seeing that this transaction did, in fact, approve.
Okay.
All right, and so your order ID is going to be, you have a pen and paper handy?
Paper?
Yes, ma'am. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yep.
All right. Your new order ID is going to be 1509582.
1509582.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
Now, what kind of number is that?
That is your order ID number for verification.
Okay. All right.
All right. And is there anything else I can do to assist her?
Yeah. How long is that going to take to get here, no?
Now, typically, it takes around 5 to 7 business days.
So when I get that, should I double up for a couple days or what?
If you wanted to get a jump start, ma'am, you definitely could do that.
Will you take them 4 days for 3-4 days?
Yes, ma'am, that's fine.
All right.
All right. Well, I do want to thank you for calling Omax Health, and you have a great day.
All right. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.